Hey everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. I love that song. It just came out a couple weeks ago. And guess who she is? She's Bianca Ryan. And guess how old she is? 11. Yeah, that voice is awesome for 11. Anyway, I've got some great recipes today. Awesome. Two great recipes. One, cinnamon stars. And second, I've got Holly Berry cookies. Eee! Okay. First, I'll do the cinnamon stars, but wait, I have to do a couple shout-outs. It's what I do. I'd like to give a shout-out to, her name is Catherine. She lives in Laguna Niguel, California. Hi, Catherine. I'd also like to give a happy birthday to Kevin. He lives in San Juan Capistrano, California. And then I'd also like to give a shout-out to Michael Barino. He lives in Oh, Rhode Island. Cool. Okay, on to cinnamon stars. Oh yeah, if you want to post a shout out or you want to get a shout out, post it on my shout out page or go post it on comments. Here you go. First, I'll give you cinnamon stars. Cool. 2 tablespoons of sugar. And by the way, I'll be posting this on Bargain Brats right after this. I post it on here. 2 tablespoons of sugar. 3/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 3/4 cup of butter or margarine softened, 2 egg yolks, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 package of Duncan Hines Moist Deluxe French Vanilla Cake Mix, and that's what you're gonna get. And here's the instructions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Combine the sugar and cinnamon in a small bowl. Set aside. Combine the butter, egg yolks, and vanilla extract in a large bowl. Blend in cake mix gradually. Roll dough to 1/8 inch thickness or lightly floured surface. Cut with a 2.5 inch star cookie cutter. Place 2 inches apart on ungreased baking sheet. Yeah! 3. Sprinkle cookies with cinnamon sugar mixture. Bake at 375 degrees for 6 to 8 minutes or until the edges are lightly golden brown. Cool 1 minute on baking sheet. Remove to cooling rack. Cool completely. Store in an airtight container. Now, here's a tip to use with it. You can also use your favorite cookie cutter in the place of a star cookie cutter. So, if you want to use like a Christmas tree or whatever kind of cookie cutter you want, Rudolph, like reindeer, Santa on a sleigh, whatever you want to do, whatever cookie cutter you want. Now, I've got some awesome Holly Berry cookies. Yee! Ingredients? Here we go. Here's the Holly Berry cookies. The prep time is about 30 minutes, cook time 8 minutes, ready in 40 minutes. Like ready in 38 minutes, but of course it's gonna take you some time because you're new at it. You know, prep time's not gonna exactly be 30 minutes, you know. Ingredients: 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of cold butter, 1 egg, 1/4 cup of milk, 2/3 cup of seedless raspberry jam. Glaze. Here's the glaze for it. You're gonna get 2 cups of confectioner sugar. 2 tablespoons of milk, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, green food coloring. That's it. Then you're also gonna get red hot candy. Sorry. Here's the directions. In a large bowl, combine the first 5 ingredients. Cut in butter until mixture resembles coarse crumbs. Cut in butter until mixture resembles coarse crumbs. There you go. In a small bowl, beat egg and milk. Add to crumb mixture just until moistened. Cover and refrigerate for 1 hour or until the dough is easy to handle. On a lightly floured surface, roll out the dough to 1/8 inch thickness. Cut out with a 2-inch round cookie cutter. Place on ungreased baking sheet. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 8 to 10 minutes or until the edges are lightly brown. Cool on wire rack. Spread the jam on half of the cookies. Top each with another cookie. In a small mixing bowl, combine the sugar, the milk, and vanilla until smooth. Spread over cookies. Decorate with red hot candies before glaze is set. Let dry. Using a small new paintbrush and green food coloring, paint holly leaves on the cookies. Of course, your holly leaves maybe will look like green circles, but you know, that's what mine turned out like. Anyway, that was some great recipes. If you want to go and check out what are on my how to get the recipes, you're going to go to bargainbrats.com. I have some of them because I am lazy to a point where I haven't done it since I think I did the fish cake. So if you want to look, I'll post these two recipes on there. They should be up there in like an hour, 2 hours from the time this is posted. Maybe even 20 minutes. I just gotta work on it. Okay, if they're not up there, they'll be up there definitely tonight or tomorrow morning. Because I don't know if we have to go somewhere in a couple minutes. But, of course, I have to give a shout out to my dad, Barbecue Bob. And anyway, I've got, I think I'm gonna have Miss Claudia coming on next week, too. So, I might have her come on. Oh, and also next month I will be doing another video cast. It will be with me and my great-grandmother. Yay. You met her on my third podcast, sorry. And it's at the bottom, the chef who inspired me. That's my grandma, my great-grandma. And she's going to be cooking tortellini. The Italian way, not the kind where you go into a supermarket and you say, oh, I make tortellini. No, you don't, because you bought it in a box. Anyway, to make tortellini, you have to do it homemade. Otherwise, it just tastes like paper. I grew up with making tortellini with my great-grandma, and after tasting store brand, I'd never, ever, ever want to go back. Mm-mm. Anyway, that's all we have for you today. Yee! I'll be back, maybe even tomorrow or the day after, I'll be having Choco Scutterbotch and Sour Spirals for tomorrow's podcast. If you want to go on, my dad has his latest podcast up. It's I did the videotaping, so if it's a little woggly, it's not my fault. Anyway, it was the Christmas Tree Farm. You'll have a big kick out of it because my dad, Barbecue Bob, bought an 11-foot to 12-foot tree. And the story is just funny. So, if you want to go down, he also sat in a chair that night and he broke it clean in half. So, so if you guys want to go on to barbecuebob.podomatic.com, you'll get to see the latest two podcasts. Not the Francis Patrick's, not that one. The one underneath it with these two little kids under the Christmas tree, which is my sister Bernadette and my brother Francis. The latest one has Wild Child on it. And he's not that wild in this one, so. Anyway, you guys have a Merry Christmas, and I will be back. I'll play out Bianca Ryan for you guys so you guys can listen to it. It's a really great song. She does really good singing, and she's only 11. Anyway, Merry Christmas, and don't forget, my podcast is sponsored by CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all.